and those stiff hairs that a hog has on his back.
Bristles.
And those big teeth.
Tushes.
And what do you put the food in for a hog?
So what do you put it in for?
Uh-huh.
Corn and,
well, what
and shorts.
Shorts?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
The stuff that they makes in the field. In the, on these farms.
Shorts?
Mm-hmm. That's what we always call it, shorts.
Is it something grown or?
Growing, yeah, it grows, and then they cuts it and carry it to the mill and have it whipped off or beat off or something. Bring it back and sack it up and they call it shorts.
Is it kind of oats or something?
Uh-huh, like oats or something like that. Shorts, and then they take corn and chop it up and make shorts out of it. You know, chop it up in big old grains.
Mm-hmm. And what do you pour the food into?
Into a trough.
Okay. And if you had several of those, you'd say you had several? Talk about that trough.
Several troughs.
Okay. And when you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hands?
Bridle.
Or when you hitch to a wagon.
Oh, you hold lines in your hand when you hitch to a wagon. I thought you were talking about when he was riding him or something.
Well,
he have a bridle bits in his mouth with a short bridle to it.
Mm-hmm. What about the thing that you hold in your hand?
Hmm.
What about the thing that you hold in your hand then?
I call that the bridle. What I hold in my hand. When I'm riding, and if I was in a wagon, I'd call it the lines.
Mm-hmm.
Wagon lines.
What are your feet in?
Say what the feet in.
What do you put your feet in?
In a trough.
Now, when you're riding on a horse.
Oh.
Your feet.
A saddle.
Uh-huh. Well, what about the part of the saddle that your feet go in?
No, rides in the saddle and put your feet in the stirrups.
Okay.
I told you I'm forgetful, Jared. What? How to give me time to study a horse.
And when you're plowing with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow? Or did you ever plow with two horses?
No, I ain't never plowed with two.
Did you ever hear a name for the one that walks in the furrow?
The leader, I reckon.
Okay. And say if you were going to feed the hens and turkeys and geese and so forth, you'd say you were going to go out and feed the
chickens.
Okay. When you talk about chickens, does this mean turkeys and geese?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'd call it.
It means everything.
Uh-huh.
And a hen on a nest of eggs would be called a
sitting hen.
And you know, when you eat chicken, the bone that goes like this.
That's chest bone, I call it. Breast bone. That one up in here.
Uh-huh.
I call it the breast bone.
Are there any stories about that?
No. Pull a bone, I call it.
Is that the same as the breastbone?
Mm-hmm. It comes next from the breastbone.
Mm-hmm.
Just cut a little piece up here. And back up under each part over here. Then pull that off.
Mm-hmm.
And I have heard people say, I reckon it was the old folks' sign. So you cook that chicken, that little pulley bone up that he called it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you take hold of one end and I take hold of one end. And stick it up over the door. That was old folks' talk now.
Mm-hmm.
Stick it up over the door and the first man walk up on it. That's the one you was gonna marry.
You didn't tear it apart?
Yeah. You take one in and me take one and pull it apart.
Uh-huh.